The Farallon Islands, 30 miles west of the Golden Gate, are one of the most active bird breeding grounds in the world. But for decades now, the birds have had some unwelcome company there.
They're house mice, and they're not native to the Farallon Islands, and they're out there in now plague-like numbers. In the highest density areas at the peak population, they're about 500 per acre.
Doug Cordell, a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which manages the islands, says the rodents pose an indirect threat to an endangered bird called the ashy storm petrel. Half of the world's 8,000 remaining petrels breed on the islands.
The mice attract burrowing owls out to the Farallons, who come out there to eat the mice. They migrate along the Farallons, but they stay longer than they normally would into the winter because of the presence of the mice. And when the mice population plummets, as it does every year in a sort of boom and bust cycle, the burrowing owls look around for other sources of food, and they start eating the ashy storm petrels, which are there to breed at that time of year.
Since 2006, the FWS has been studying possible ways to eradicate the mice. They've just released a 600-plus page environmental impact study, or EIS, that has narrowed their options down to three.
We have two proposals for two different kinds of rodenticides. One is a less potent rodenticide called difasinone that you would do over about a three-week period of three aerial drops. And then the second option would be the use of a stronger rodenticide called bradyficome, and that would be a couple of aerial drops over a two-week period, need less of it because it's stronger. And then a third option of doing nothing at all and letting the status quo remain.
A lot of people have expressed reservations about applying a poison to a wildlife preserve, including Maggie Sergio, an environmental writer in Fairfax. She's long been critical of the rodenticide approach, but says it's not just the poison she's concerned about.
As with most pesticides, you have the active ingredient, which does the killing, and then you have the inert ingredients. And by law, inert ingredients do not have to be disclosed to the public. So if I look at the pesticide labels of the two different compounds being proposed, the active ingredient is 0.005%. So over 99% of that chemical compound is completely unknown to U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the general public. So how is this environmental impact statement even valid? Inert ingredients do not mean benign.
Doug Cordell says poison is the only sure method to completely eradicate the mice, and it has been used successfully elsewhere.
It's been proven in eradication efforts elsewhere, most recently Anacapa down in the Channel Islands, that you can do 100% eradication. And in decades past, that wasn't thought to be the case. And the techniques have improved to the point where you can do 100% eradication, which you would have to do, because if you don't, the mice population will bounce back very quickly.
Fish and Wildlife has not taken a position on which of the three options they will support. The agency is taking public comments on the EIS through the end of September. Their final environmental report, with a recommended course of action, is expected out early next year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.